Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Scott from Seattle is. Scott, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Scott has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many strings does a standard violin have?
3.
No.
4.
Correct. Jack Skeleton is a character from which movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. What pop star recently wrapped up her Eras tour in Vancouver?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. The dessert Bananas Foster originated in what southern city?
Louisiana?
No.
Alabama?
No.
Florida?
No. In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what is given on the seventh day?
Seven Lords of Leaping?
No.
Seven Swans of Swimming.
Correct. Which planet has the highest average surface temperature in our solar system?
Venus.
Correct. What flower is given out on the reality TV show The Bachelor?
A rose.
Yes. Wild penguins live in which hemisphere?
The southern hemisphere.
Correct. Hanukkah is celebrated over how many days?
8.
Yes. What is the currency in India?
Rupee.
Yes!
Yes!
Scott, you got 9 correct.
Ooh,
what did I get to?
Oh,
the Bananas Foster. Sorry.
Correct. And you're going to kick yourself for that one. You almost had a perfect 10. But, woo,
this is a big day for Steve.
This is a big day. Steve, you once again have your work cut out for you.
Oh, do I?
Because, you know, Scott may or may not have gotten more than 8 correct. I don't want to give it away, but...
Wow. I don't like that you tell me that.
Well, adds a little pressure, doesn't it?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes! But I'm in it. Let's go.
How many strings does a standard violin have?
Let's go.
Are you slapping yourself?
I did just slap myself and it kind of hurt. 5.
No.
6.
No.
4.
There we go. Jack Skellington is a character from which movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Correct. What pop star recently wrapped up her Eras tour in Vancouver?
I didn't even know she was here until I saw everybody and their sister post about it. That's Taylor Swift.
Sure is. The dessert Bananas Foster originated in what southern city?
I'm going to say Miami.
No.
Southern city. Louisiana.
No.
New Orleans.
There we go. In this song, 12 Days of Christmas, what is given on the seventh day?
Seven Lords Are Leaping.
No.
Seven Friendly Hens.
No.
Seven Maids of Melting.
No. Which planet has the highest average surface temperature in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Earth?
No.
Mars?
No. What flower is given out on the reality TV show The Bachelor?
A rose.
Yes.
Man.
I'm so glad you knew that one. Wow. Steve.
Started off good. Then I went through a little bit of a rough patch.
You sure did. Yeah. You only got 5 correct, which is a loss. 5-9.
Yes, nice job, Scott.
I sworn that you said which state on the Bananas Foster when you asked me, Sarah.
Oh.
Well, what state did you guess?
Louisiana.
You did.
Oh.
I don't know. Did I say state?
I thought you said city.
I'll have to listen back because I don't remember.
I'm siding with him. I bet you effed him over.
So I think you did too.
You want him to get a perfect 10.
Well, I just believe in integrity.
You know, we'll check the tape because I think I said city too, but
I mean, it's
knows?
Not like you have a track record of screwing up questions.
No, never. What are you talking about? Steve, you didn't even get to 9 questions, which you got 9 correct. Wild penguins live in which hemisphere?
The western.
No.
The southern. Northern.
Oh, my goodness. The southern. Hanukkah is celebrated after how many days? Over
12?
How many days? No.
11?
What?
8.
You don't know how many days Hanukkah is?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's very uncultured.
I haven't listened to that Adam Sandler song in a while, I guess.
And what is the currency in India?
Yen.
Oh, my goodness.
Euros.
No.
Dollars.
Rupee. Even if you thought...
You act like as if you would know if the answer wasn't in front of you.
You know, don't worry. I would have known the Hanukkah one for sure.
Okay, fair.
But the other is absolutely not. Well, congrats on losing.
Twice so far today.
Oh, someone said Sarah said city.
Yeah.
Next one says, Sarah, you said state.
Oh, my gosh. The Beat Migs police can't even agree on this.
They sure can't. All right. Like one of the texters.
You said city. Sarah said state. She said city, but he said states. Sarah said city. Sarah, you said state.
What? I said city.
Oh. Sarah said state when asking the question.
We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm on Coats for Kids. And the stakes are high right now, Steve Miggs, because there's a challenge out there that if we raise $20,369 before Live Day, that you will sing Dominic the Donkey.
Yes, I've already embarrassed myself and Beat Migs, and why not embarrass myself on Friday night as I sing Dominic the Donkey in front of everybody? My daughter's very excited about this possibly happening.
She loves the song?
Yes, if she had her own money. She has a piggy bank, but she doesn't really know how to work her cell phone. Otherwise, she probably would donate whatever money's in her piggy bank to make it happen. But thanks to Nick Wetch, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club. That puts a few brand new coats on Kids in Need. Also, thanks to Bernadine Randall, donated $40. That's two coats. Because $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need, and you can do so by going to KISW.com.